Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Maria Clara Cobo. The federal government is pushing a new technology that could eliminate all traffic deaths. It's called Vehicle-to-Everything, or V2X for short. Maria Clara, how does this work? What is it exactly?
Thank you so much for having me. V2X is a wireless communication tool that uses sensors and cameras so that cars can connect to and communicate with the drivers and their surroundings, such as pedestrians and roadside infrastructure, like stoplights. So, for example, if a car detects a pileup along a highway, it can notify other drivers before they reach the intersection and give them enough time to dodge it. Or it could also alert a car about pedestrians and cyclists nearby to prevent accidents.
It's like an automated Waze or something.
Exactly, yeah. It's through cameras and sensors.
So how is this going to help, though? Because I can imagine, the first off, people will say, well, what about privacy issues?
Right. So my reporting does not, the experts I spoke with are not really concerned about data, since there's not really any personal information that needs to go into the system. It's mostly routes. So if anything, car companies would have access to a driver's commute and habitual driving patterns, but not necessarily to any personal information.
Okay, so this it sounds like a big network that is all connected. And how does it make me drive safer if there's, like you said, a pedestrian or a pileup ahead of me?
Right. So mostly, for example, right now, in Brno, this is a great example of how the technology works and how it can support community health and safety. Stoplights, for example, can change colors to move vehicles more efficiently in emergencies, such as by holding oncoming traffic with red lights or move ambulances more quickly with longer green lights. So it's mostly, it's not that it's helping you drive safer. It's that it's alerting you and alerting other drivers around you to the circumstances that surround you to make the conditions of driving safer.
Okay, so like by changing the stoplights, it's changing the situation and, you know, slowing people down.
Yeah, and also ideally, once cars are equipped with this, if cars eventually are equipped with this, the stoplight can also send the car a signal to let it know that it'll be changing lights in case the driver is distracted.
Now, this doesn't take into account people who are driving recklessly on purpose.
No, it does not.
Okay, so is there any way to fix that?
There is potentially other solutions that don't incorporate technology, because there's always a margin of error with such technology. So other street design fixes can include improving crosswalks or creating higher visibility intersections and protected bike lanes or curb extensions. That are actually not really dependent on a driver who is intentionally driving unsafely, but rather that improves the environment that other cars are driving in.
You mentioned Brno, right, which is in the Czech Republic, where they already have this working. What have they said with regards to how things have improved?
There's really not a lot of reporting on how things have improved, but the interesting thing about it is that they prioritize installing the technology on hundreds of public transportation vehicles, which is a model that the Department of Transportation hopes to follow in its own deployment plan.
Okay, is this going to cost more money for the government?
Potentially for the government. There aren't any clear estimates of how much it would cost to deploy. But the Department of Transportation has already allocated $60 million for deployment programs in Houston, Phoenix, Utah, and has about $200 million underway for future research and deployment projects. But it shouldn't give drivers an extra cost. It's completely free.
Okay. And again, how soon might we see this kind of technology widespread and in use?
The goal of the government is to have about 3/4 of the nation's intersections equipped with V2X technology in about 12 years. That's if everything goes well. Like I said, they will be starting out with public infrastructure and public vehicles. So potentially it'll take the government less time to equip infrastructure and public highways with the technology, but it might take longer for automakers to be convinced that it's worth it.
12 years. By then, the technology will have advanced as well, I will bet. Maria Clara, thanks so much for the time. That is Bloomberg's Maria Clara Kobo. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here at KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology. Weekdays, it comes at you at 8 a.m.